Well, the challenges that we have in Botswana is that there is no funding of political parties, and obviously this affects our political program. And whatever measures that you put in place will actually be funded from our own pocket. But with the little and meager resources that we'll be able to muster, we are prepared to make sure that, because it's about defense of democracy, it is about ensuring that the will of the people is respected. If we do not do anything and allow this thing to become endemic, then there is likely to be, then there definitely, without doubt, there's going to be an uprising, and we don't want instability to creep in.
Well, Moeti, the Independent Electoral Commission is the only constitutionally mandated body to administer elections in Botswana. Do you think the plans will not interfere in their work such that you risk of committing an illegality if the Electoral Commission deems it that what you are doing is against their mode of operations or undermines their mode of operations?
Well, let me start off by saying that as the UDC, we are disappointed that even with the information that was so obvious, the international community did not do enough in terms of criticizing what took place in 2019. But what we need to know is that the IEC does not operate above the law. What we are saying is we are going to make sure that everything that is done by the IEC is within the confines of the law. And the other thing that you also have to take into account is that because the UDC, the IEC was conniving with the Directorate of Intelligence Services and the ruling party in the last election, and flouting the established protocols and laws. So that's what we are saying, is we want to make sure that there is fair play and there is adherence to the rule of law.
Well, I know the DIS or the Directorate of Intelligence and Security deny these accusations. Law experts are suggesting that perhaps a new constitutional model or a new constitution with provisions to ensure credibility of future elections is key to ensuring that polls organized in Botswana are free, fair, transparent, and credible. Is that the way your party, the UDC, want to go in terms of ensuring certain provisions are provided for in the constitutions to ensure credibility of future elections?
Let me also, before I answer that one, let me give this background. All these state organs and state institutions are performing their functions on behalf of the people. And if there's a, we have long, in the build-up to last election, all the parties that were contesting for elections promised a review of the constitution post-election. Now, what we have seen is that the ruling party, through its president, who happens to be the head of state, has set up a commission using the Commission of Inquiry Act, which gives him wide power, unlike when they will have kicked in the constitutional review through the Constitutional Review Bill, or which was going to translate into a Constitutional Review Act. So our position as the UDC has been that every shade of thought or every organization or any grouping, all the interests in society should have a say in terms of shaping the new constitution. It's not up to the president to decide. He's just there on behalf of the people. The likelihood is that if you have the ruling party now leading the whole process, obviously they will be influenced by their interest to come up with a constitution that favors them. And the likelihood is that we'll have all the other, well, if you don't take that approach, then you're likely to have the constitution amended every after election when the new party comes into power. So what we are saying is that we should all have everybody take part in terms of discussing the terms of reference, and also the commissioners, people who are going to be leading the whole process. It's not up to the government to decide, but all the actors in society. The government is just the constituent on behalf of the people.